Alrighty guys, welcome back to the Carter Farr Show. I hope you guys are all having a fantastic day today. Now on today's podcast, we are going to be talking about how to grow a Robinhood account. Well, virtually any broker account. So hey guys, I hope you guys all enjoy it. If you guys do, hit that like button and subscribe. If you guys are new to the channel, my name is Carter and I'm actually a full-time trader in the stock market. I've been a full-time trader for over 6 years. And with that being said, you know, we do have a fantastic course where we talk about my strategies on how I find stocks, pretty much how I buy low, sell high, basic support, resistance, indicators, all that stuff. You guys can sign up. I highly recommend it. There's live streams, there's, you know, quizzes, lectures, all that stuff. Guys, check it out down below. You guys can use code YouTube to get 20% off. But let's dive into this. Now, all right. When growing an account, pretty much what I would recommend doing is one, there's probably hundreds of ways you can grow an account. But honestly, in general, there's pretty much like three main ways that I would recommend growing an account. The first way is investing. Now, investing is different than trading. I'm sure you've heard me even just say trading. I'm a swing trader, you know. What is the difference between investing and trading? Well, it's very, very simple. Investing, this is like long-term growth. So you care where a stock or ETF will be at in the next 5, 10, 15 years. Compared to when you trade, you only care about it for pretty much a couple of days. You know, if you're a day trader, you only care about the stock for an hour, you know, on average. Now, for me, swing trading, you know, I am buying stocks that are on a support line and I'm setting stop loss, have basic risk management, and I'm trying to sell, you know, for profit, of course. Investing, on the other hand, you're buying and you're holding this position for years. The difference is you care where that company is going to be at for the next decade. Now, in my opinion, it is hard to do. You know, investing in general is one of those things where you're looking for the next Apple, the next Tesla, the next Microsoft. It's very difficult to find those next stocks. You know, if it was easy, everybody would have the next Tesla. Everybody would know the next Tesla, the next Apple, you know. But what I would recommend doing is this. You know, for investing, I would recommend investing anywhere from 80% to about 95% of your money, which I know seems like a lot. The money that you were going to invest, I would invest into ETFs like the S&P 500, you know, ETF, VOO or SPY. There's a major benefit of investing into those. One, on average, through the past 90 years, through all the ups, through all the downs, through the dot-com bubble, the Great Depression, it's had an average return rate of 10%. So you understand that for the next decade, on average, you know, I'm getting a return near and around 10% per year, which is awesome. Okay, what this ETF does is it focuses on the top 500 companies in the United States. So you'll be diversified, you'll get growth, and on top of that, you'll get dividends. So you'll get growth, you'll get diversification, and you'll get passive income. So, you know, if you start investing, you know, every week into this ETF, you know, whether you put $1,000 or $100 or a dollar, that will pay you cash flow. Now, what I would recommend doing as well is all the dividends you get, reinvest them back into this ETF and start that snowball effect. This is called DRIP, which is dividend reinvesting. It's incredibly important for long-term wealth, for long-term growth as well. So that's a little tip. And on top of that, S&P 500, the great thing about it, like I said, 10% and about 85% of hedge funds, so these massive traders, these massive, you know, people that trade full time, they can't even beat the S&P 500 on the growth side, you know, consistently. Some can do it, you know, per year, of course, but to do it for a decade and two decades is very, very difficult. So it's better for like 99% of people just to invest into the S&P with a good chunk of money. Now, you might be saying, Carter, what do I do with the other 10%? Maybe you invested 90% into the S&P 500. The next 10%, what I would recommend doing is very, very simple. Take 5% of that, invest into blue chip stocks. Invest in the companies you like, you use. So these, if you're a huge Apple guy like myself, invest in Apple stock. If you love Coca-Cola, invest in the Coca-Cola. If you, maybe you bought Tesla, you know, is your car you drive, buy Tesla stock. Maybe you like McDonald's. You buy McDonald's, you know. The great thing about investing is you're investing in the companies you like, you use, and companies you believe in, which, you know, I think is very, very, very important. Now, with the remaining 5%, that 5% of your money that you can use, what I would do is try to invest in that next Tesla, in that next Apple. Have fun with it. You know, don't be worried, or, you know, invest into NVIDIA, invest into AMD, invest into these companies that are very, very on the growth side. They're maybe a little more risky, maybe a little more volatile, but at least for me, I'm 24 years old, and this obviously I would change as you get older just because you're maybe a little closer to retirement. But what I would recommend doing is just trying to have fun and invest into those plays. I think it's incredibly important, you know, and yeah, you could hit the money on one. You know, all you got to be right is once. You got to be right on one stock, on a stock you believe in, and the other losses won't even be that bad. But, you know, so that's investing. Now, trading, on the other hand, trading is pretty much what you're doing. So that's the first way. Let's go backtrack a little bit. That's the first way, is investing. The second way that I do is trade. You know, I'm a swing trader. Now, there's pretty much two different types of trading. There's day trading and there's swing trading. The benefit of swing trading, in my opinion, is you can do it with a full-time job. You have a little more flexibility. You don't have to be as in tuned with the market. You know, nowadays with these brokers, you can automatically set your stop loss. You can automatically set your profit. You can automatically set a variety of things that make it easier for you, where if you're at work, you can still execute trades, which is great. Now, day trading requires a lot more focus. You have to be fully in tuned each and every day. When the market's open, you got to be constantly searching for opportunities, and it's very, very difficult to swing trade with a full-time job. Very difficult. You know, the statistics of a day trader is about, statistically, over a decade, about 95% of day traders fail. Now, swing trading, it drops from about, you know, day trading is 95. Swing trading is near and around 80. So there's a little more success rate to it, which I like. Now, in my opinion, what separates those people that are successful and not successful, honestly, is just the willingness to learn and evolve. And what I mean by this is, you know, as traders, you know, you all lose money. You know, I've lost money swing trading in the market. But what I've done is I looked at those losses as lessons compared to, like, oh my gosh, I just lost money. How can I get that back? I looked at, you know, $100 loss. And I said, wow, okay, a college course is thousands of dollars. This was a fraction of the cost, and I'm going to get a great lesson out of it. You know, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? Okay, I hopped in at $100. I have no idea why I did that. All right, well, I understand that. Maybe now let's build a checklist for things to look for buying a stock. You know, look at these losses as lessons, and I think you'll be, you know, just a little step ahead. Another thing that's important is to constantly learn. You know, you got to treat trading, even investing, as a job. You know, and what I mean by that is, do you think a doctor, you know, answer this. How long does it take a doctor to become a doctor? It takes years of practice, hard work. You know, trading, you have to treat it the exact same way. And so that's what I've always done, and it's done very, very well for me, and I'm incredibly grateful. But yeah, invest in that education, check out my course. But for real, honestly, you can, if you really just focus and just are on it, you know, I think you'll be in a great spot. All right, so now we have trading, we have investing. What is the third way to make money in the stock market that's not illegal? Because there's a bunch. You know, you could Wolf of Wall Street it and try to sell some people some stuff, get your Series 7. But what you could do is now, what I would recommend doing is looking for dividend stocks. Now, this one here, what you're going to be factoring is dividend growth. So statistically, dividends are a great way to invest in the stock market. And the reason why is, one, during recessions, people are less likely to sell their shares, which means dividend stocks don't fall as much in recessions because these companies are paying them cash flow. And in most of the cases, these dividend stocks are more value companies. So they're companies that pretty much, you know, like waste management or, you know, a company that handles that stuff, which honestly does good, whether it's a recession or, you know, a roaring market, you know, bull market. So dividends, investing into pure dividend stocks is a great way to build passive income, which could definitely pay you. So there's so many ways to make money in the stock market. You know, there's on the dividend side, there's dividend kings, dividend aristocrats, dividend kings. Very simple. Company been paying and increasing a dividend for more than 50 years. Dividend aristocrat is 25 years. Both are great. You know, those companies are going to be massive companies like Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, these companies that you and I know and probably use almost every single day. But yeah, now when growing an account, you know, I think it's always smart to understand the account you have. Now, when you sign up with a broker, when you're going in that sign up process, there's going to be a standard broker's account or an IRA account. And I know it gets confusing, but let's just break it down real quick because I do think it's incredibly important before we end it here. The standard broker's account is a standard broker's account. What I mean by this is you're going to be taxed at an income tax rate. There's going to be no withdrawal penalties. And honestly, it's more of a trading, in my opinion, more of a trading account because there's no withdrawal penalties. Now, investing, you're in on these positions for years, decades. And I would recommend something called a Roth IRA. Now, Roth IRA is a retirement account that is pretty much guided for retirement growth. There's the great thing about it is there's huge tax benefits. So what you do is when you put money into this account, this is already pre-taxed money. So when you make all these, you know, all this growth out of it, you know, because you're going to be investing in the S&P 500, dividend stocks, and stuff like that. So if that's just say you grow it to $1 million and you only put in, let's just say $100,000. So you're thinking, okay, well, I'm going to get taxed at, you know, $900,000. That's how much I profited. No, with this Roth IRA account, you don't get taxed on any profit if you hold it for over, I believe it's 59 and a half, but I could be wrong on that. So make sure the biggest recommendations is open a Roth IRA, try to max that puppy out, put everything into the S&P 500, and find a broker that offers DRIP, and you'll be way ahead of the ball game. Now, if you're looking to trade, I would recommend a broker called Moomoo. They're fantastic. There's paper trading, so it's simulated money. And you can start that process of learning that strategy and getting ahead of the ball game there. Now, that's my recommendations, guys. Those are probably the easiest way to make money in the stock market. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys do, hit that like button and subscribe. And guys, we'll see you guys next week. We're gonna be doing these once a week. Every single Thursday, there's gonna be a podcast out. So stay tuned, like, subscribe, and we'll see you guys later. Take care.